Look at this, right on time. This is about 2 weeks since the last one. A new letter.
Well, this is it from the same person? Do we know?
Not always is.
Oh, big.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Biggie.
So we know what it's about then. It's because the rap was back.
That's right. The rap was gone.
The rap was gone for two weeks, and there was no letter. Rap was back Friday.
Right on time.
Yep.
Right on cue. If you don't know about this, 3 years ago, I began receiving letters in the mail that had one word written on there. The F word.
Show the camera, please.
The F word, which means flatulence that I will not utter through these lips.
Not the real bad F word, just this word.
No, just the bad. This is a bad.
No, it's the childishest. The
childishest of F words.
It's a real toss-up to me. Who's more childish? You, because you can't say fart, or the man who sends the letters?
Obviously, he is. I'm a grown-up. I don't say that word. It is nothing but a childish word. He writes the word.
Sort of.
On a piece of paper every couple of weeks and continues for 3 years to send it in different font, in different sizes. And now on the back, it says the letter stop when the rap stops. He's talking about B.B. Shea's weekly wrap-up in the Power Hour. Well, that'll never end. Never. Until B.B. Shea ends.
Never say never.
Until, not until B.B. Shea can't physically perform the rap.
Any clues to the postmark?
Well, they come from all over. Sometimes Pennsylvania. I've seen them from New Orleans, San Francisco, Detroit. This one's local. This one is right here in town. So it goes up on the yarn wall. And now we have it coming from inside the house. And the font this time is pretty large.
It is.
Yeah.
Usually I have to squint. Sometimes I have to squint to see it.
Would you like me to contact the FBI?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I'm. It's going to be a tough sell to them, but I don't mind trying.
I don't know the funding of the FBI right now. I don't know if they got dozed or not, but you should contact the FBI and say, we've got something here for you.
Open up a fart file?
Yes. Yes. I want that opened. This is ridiculous.
Can you imagine being the agent assigned to this?
3 years. 3 years he's been doing it.
I can't believe I went to school.
That's right.
Studied for years, went through the training, the academy.
A rookie may come along and do that.
I thought I was going to go after Venezuelan gangs, but here I am chasing down fart letters.
That's right. Now, there used to be, we'd get them from all different sources. You know, it'd be 100 letters a day. Only this man who calls.
Like the Unabomber.
He calls himself Farticus, and he is the only one. Yes, like the Unabomber that continue. Do you think I know this man? Have I come in contact with this man before? It's possible. It's by could be someone from inside the building. Maybe who hates B.B. Shea. Could be B.B. Shea himself.
Wow.
Diabolical.
Well, B.B. Shea is loved by everybody here. I don't know if it'd be coming from inside the building.
Man, maybe not.
This person needs access to friends in other cities.
Yeah.
That's the wild card.
So you think that when the postmark is from Dallas, which it has been, you think he's got somebody in Dallas write the letter for him and send it from Dallas?
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Unless he travels for work.
I'll tell you,
and
though,
we're assuming he.
That's true.
Could be a female.
If a friend of mine said, hey, I got this great joke going for years where I send this DJ a letter once every few weeks. It just says fart, but I want to have it from different.
Just hearing you describe it makes my blood boil.
But I want to have it shipped for, you know, sent from
somewhere
different
else.
Areas. I'd help my buddy out and do it.
But other than the postmark, the envelopes are identical.
Always. And the same font on the outside.
Could
the
he
letter.
Be a pilot?
Possible.
Yeah.
Possible. Say what we're going to do next time. I'm not going to touch it, and we're going to have it analyzed. Fingerprint analysis and DNA.
But it's come into so many hands before it gets here.
How about this? He might have licked it. He might have licked. He may have licked.
Oh, that grossed me out.
The envelope.
The glue.
I want this tested for DNA.
Is that an adhesive stamp or a liquor stamp?
I think that's an adhesive stamp.
Did you get a Betty White stamp? That would be even more insulting.
Oh,
injury.
That would be insulting. If he sent me
I hope he does that.
I'm starting to see Betty White stamps trickle in.
Don't you dare send me a Betty White stamp. You know how much I love Betty White.
A Farticus Betty White?
That would... I'd be outraged over something like that. All right.
All right.
You've won this round. But I'll tell you who'll be in here proudly on Friday. B.B. Shea doing his rap. So... Come on.
So we can count on one next week.
Bring it. Come on, I say. You can have it. have to issue a correction as well. Yesterday at this time, we were talking about, speaking of, like, Betty White was a national treasure. We have another one, Jennifer Aniston. She's a treasure. She is someone beyond reproach. Mm. And someone crashed into the gates of her sprawling home in California. I saw the overhead shot of that home last night. Big.
Not your first time, please.
Big. Yeah.
Don't try to play dumb.
I mean, if this happened, we were on vacation, I would have thought, is this Chris Kelly?
Crashing into her gates?
Yeah.
My daughter said when they showed the house from above, because they said, Ms. Aniston, who lives alone, my daughter said, she lives alone in that big old house? And I fought back and said, she has security. Thank goodness, because mm-hmm. security went out, guns drawn, when it turns out a man named Jimmy Carwile had intentionally crashed into the gates of her home. Yesterday, I read an erroneous report saying he was in his 70s. He's 48. And he had written on Facebook before she was his bride that Jennifer Aniston was his wife. And put her name as Jennifer Aniston Carwile, like had written it down there.
Yeah. He's way more like you than we thought. Way more.
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend I haven't done things like that, you know. Jennifer Aniston Kelly. Jennifer Aniston Carwile. You know how you sign your name as if it's somebody.
Yeah. What
if? And he did that on purpose. He drove mm-hmm. into the walls of her home. See, now, of course, she's a huge celebrity with staff, with security on the grounds. But I bet this guy's out of jail within a few weeks, and now she's going to have
stalkers. You're looking over her shoulder for a while.
I would always now, if I were her, be looking over my shoulder. It must be difficult to live like that.
Oh, mm-hmm. I think anytime you're a celebrity mm-hmm. and you start getting a stalker, I mean, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but poor Kim Kardashian. I mean, she's had so many stalkers through the years.
Yes, she has.
Hopping onto the property, trying to break in, chase her down. I mean, yeah, I think...
What happened? Was it her in Paris that time?
She got robbed in Paris, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those guys are just now going to trial. One of them admitted that on the escape, they dropped a $24,000 necklace just mm-hmm. on the street.
Mm-hmm. By accident.
By accident. And somebody, I guess, probably just lucked upon it.
That's right. Mm. Well, this stalker, I got my eye out on him. That's Jennifer Aniston.
Well, there's no doubt that an Aniston... a Kardashian. Those are what we like to say in my day, A-listers.
100%.
It's A-list celebrities.
Oh, yeah.
But I bet we would be shocked at who has stalkers.
Mm-hmm.
B-list, C-list, maybe even D-list.
Probably. You know,
somebody who had...
Probably.
It was on the Jersey Shore,
mm-hmm.
you know, for a season or two.
Yeah. I don't want to make a big deal of this. I know it's a hard memory, but... Chris Kelly, at one time, you had a stalker.
And a stalker, the shaker.
We've run out of letters in the alphabet to describe your celebrity status.
you're the
Greek alphabet?
Yeah, you're like alpha. Yeah,
exactly.
You're like bad seats at a Coliseum when it gets to the double numbers.
Right,
you're,
right.
You're up in row ZZ. In
the, looks like I'm a BB celebrity.
Yeah.
All right.
Up in the nosebleeds, they say. Yes, when I was younger, a woman stalked me. We called her the shaker because she came to every event where I was publicly. And sometimes privately, and she would be found during the event hiding at one point inside. I was at a department store, and she was inside the clothing rack, and some of the sweaters were shaking. And
those circle racks.
Correct. Mm. We pulled them back, and there she was. She said, how did I get in here?
Yep.
Of course, it's frightening.
Mm-hmm. You think now she looks back and goes, what was wrong with me?
What was I thinking? I really never.
I can't believe I stalked that.
I know. Yeah. Why in the world?
The pickleballer.
Would I? Look what he turned into.
Yeah.
Not stalk worthy. Not stalk worthy.
Maybe she's in one of those commercials where she's like, I'm finally living my best life.
Yeah.
Thanks to this new medication with a funky name.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, listen to this. You know, yesterday I told you, this is the second day now that I've put that... skin cream on my skin. I have a lesion on my cheek. It's been an issue. It's cancerous. My wife went to the dermatologist with me. There was an icy exchange between the two. She didn't think he was doing enough to treat it. He said, I'll compromise with you and prescribe him, meaning me, a chemotherapy cream. So we're all like,
as
okay.
You just nod back and forth as the two adults in the room talk.
Now, let me tell you, this cream is going to burn his face.
He said that.
We'll take it.
He said it's going to burn his face off.
He's going to be miserable. We'll take it.
Now, yesterday, it didn't burn at all. And today, it hasn't burned at all. No redness. Usually, red welts come up, you know. But I talked to a lady who is a nurse. I happened to see her yesterday. And she said, I heard you're on the cream. I mean, she came up to me and said, I hear you're on the cream. And I said, I had to really think what she was talking about. I was like,
the cream.
I am on the cream.
Did you check your fly?
I did. I was worried. I was worried about this. And she said, you're going to love it. In 3 weeks, it's going to look like you've had a chemical peel and a facelift, which everybody has told me. But she said, you're going to hate it in the meantime because it burns like crazy and you're going to get red welts all over your face. And I said, but I used it this morning. And she said, takes about 5 days. Look for me by end of the week or next week, I guess.
I have circled Monday as the day that you're going to be real hard to deal with.
Okay.
Not that you're not every day, right. But I think Monday is going to be a real mood shifter.
Okay, this is going to be a real hard. Now, here's the update on it. I read the packaging yesterday closely about how to apply and all that kind of thing. And it says numerous times, keep out of reach of children and especially pets. Fatal to pets. Do not let pet lick area that you've put it on.
Is your dog a face kisser, licker?
Not face. Now, I kiss my dog in the mouth. And so when I told my wife, she's like, you do not, don't you dare kiss this animal in the mouth. Also, you have to be real careful to wash your hands after you apply because, of course, then later, if the dog licks the fingers, the dog gets.
Do you ever consider using like a latex glove and then just toss it?
Maybe I should. But then you've got to be careful because I throw the latex glove or in this, like I had today, I washed my hands and dried them and everything. Well, now there's a towel or a paper towel or a.
Yeah, well, you turn the glove inside out.
You have to do it inside
out. That's right. But she's known to pull things out.
Exactly. Yeah. So my wife said, if this dog is sickened or dies because of your face, I'll rip your head clean off.
You'll pray for cancer.
You'll pray you have cancer. You'll pray.
Pray for melanoma.
For that skin to just suddenly start
a rash the size of your face.
It is so clear who comes first in our family. Mm-hmm. It is the dog because the dog and the cat now cannot come in contact with that medicine or my skin.
Wow.
It's really clear about that.
You know, as a neutral observer in all this, I will say that, you know, was it last week, 8 days ago, you had the second zap?
Yeah, on the face.
It's cleared up a lot.
I agree.
I mean, it's way more healed than I thought it would.
It feels like the dermatologist may have been right.
Ooh.
You know, right now it feels.
Did y'all feel that?
Yeah. I could feel it from miles away.
Yeah, the earth just tilted on its axis a little bit.
Now, I have an appointment for a second opinion in 7 days.
I'll be going, or
8 days. I'll be going to see another dermatologist to get their opinion, all set up by my wife.
So now, if the second dermo says, listen, you're on the right path, I wouldn't change a thing. Vindication for whom?
Myself. And my original
Dr. One.
Dermatologist, Dr. Yeah. One. You know, I think if Dr. One had said it in a different way, all would be well. I think if he had said, I don't know why. I think my wife went in there spoiling for a fight because the first time around, he said, wait 8 weeks. I mean, he gave me the biopsy back in February and he said, I want this to heal up and I want to see you again in 8 weeks. Well, I went home and told her that and he goes, and she says, 8 weeks, that seems like forever. And then her cousin, who's dealt with this, said, oh, this is not what my doctor did. And so immediately my wife had it in for this doctor. This doctor doesn't know what he's doing. So we go back 8 weeks later. He says, I'm not going to put you through another biopsy or some sort of surgery you don't need that'll cause scarring. I'm just going to freeze this off and you'll be good. And my wife says, not good enough. You know, I think if he had seen me back in 3 weeks and had gone about it, his bedside manner was better. We wouldn't be having this.
Yeah, and
I wouldn't be on the skin cream.
I feel like he dropped. What line did he drop to when he said, which I was like a mic drop for doctors, which is, I have other patients to see.
That's what he said.
And I think that triggered your wife.
Boy, she got mad about that.
I bet if you had looked closely, you could have seen the steam come out of her ears.
Yeah, she really didn't like that.
Yeah.
And in fact, as soon as we got in the parking lot, she goes, well, obviously we're moving on from him. And I was like, well, I don't know.
All right, now buckle in.
I am.
Can you buckle yourself?
Yeah, I'm in.
Can I have a snack? I told you we'd stop after. We will.
Can we go to McDonald's?
Yeah.
Just eat your applesauce.